Football Friday.
Go Broncos country. Let's ride, baby.
Wide open Dulcich. First game in the NFL. Touchdown.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Pitch it to Judy. Trying to get there, and he does. Jerry Judy. Rush into Jerry Judy. And the Broncos are on the board.
Careful, though.
We'll try to do it with Latavius Murray. He'll walk home. And the Broncos, indeed, have an opening drive touchdown.
Wilson looking for Jalen Virgil. Wide open inside the 20, and he's gone.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
Football Friday just doesn't quite have the same meaning as it used to. Because the Broncos are 3-10, they're officially eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Chiefs, and they're going up against the 4-9 Arizona Cardinals game. We'll see, man. I mean, this game does have meaning for Denver. If Hackett can find a way to rally the troops, get a win, and start putting some points on the board, then, yeah, I mean, there's another shot for him to earn his job. I don't know. Maybe they've already decided. Do you think they've already decided? If they're not going to if they are going to fire him, do you think it's already decided? Or are they seriously going, let's see what the last four games look like?
I think they're looking at the last four games. I think the performance against the Chiefs kind of, you know, made you question yourself, like, okay, maybe we just got to give this some time to grow.
Maybe there's something there. And if you see 2 weeks in a row of that, and again, Arizona's not good, their defense is not good, but if you see 2 weeks in a row, then you might start to go, okay, all right, maybe this is just going to take a little more time. I'm on that side now. I don't want to see a blowout and Denver just takes a big step back. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm definitely on that side, my line of thinking now. Because I'm tired of moving around with different coaches. Denver's been doing this forever. Even when they were winning, it was, you know, go back, man. I mean, Mike Shanahan's fired after 8-8, basically being an 8-8 kind of coach his last few years. Then it's Josh McDaniels. He comes in to be the GM/head coach and changes everything. And he has not even a full 2 years of that garbage. And so Josh McDaniels is gone. Then it's John Elway enters, and they hire John Fox. Fox gets the Tebow year. He gets the, two or three of the Peyton Manning years. He gets three of them. Then it's Gary Kubiak. Kubiak gets the Super Bowl year, and then one more year after that, they go 9-7. Then it's Vance Joseph. They're bad. Then it's Vic Fangio. They're bad. Now it's Nathaniel Hackett, and they are bad. They did give Vic Fangio. Vic got the longest, you know, out of those guys I just mentioned. It was John Fox, then Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio got three seasons. But new coaching staff or new GM, new ownership, and all that stuff. Really, you thought, man, if Vic does not get in the playoffs, this guy's done. And I don't know what it's going to look like with Nathaniel Hackett. Is he going to be a good head coach? Is giving him one more year going to change everything? Based on what we've seen, probably not. But the idea that, oh, Dan Quinn, here comes Dan Quinn. He just fixes it. He fixes Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson is now a great quarterback again. I just don't know that it's that easy.
And I think if Hackett does get a second year, the mindset going into the year will be completely different. It won't be, oh, I need to get, you know, my culture set up. I need to get my philosophy set up. I need to figure out what our schemes are going to be. Now you're working off of stuff you already have and say, okay, this worked for us. This worked for us. This didn't work. Let's work with what we can and improve on that. And you're not worried about establishing yourself. It's more of, okay, we had the good, we had the bad. Let's work on the good and move forward.
Tanner was on the show yesterday from Good Morning NoCo, and he's like talking about all these guys being pushovers and stuff. Like, he's saying, hey, Andy Reid's a pushover and Mike McDaniel's a pushover.
Mike McDaniel's, he was saying.
Mike McDaniel's, Josh McDaniel's his brother. Josh McDaniel's is
Mike McDaniel's doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, at least. He's not the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel is a pushover. And you know, my statement to that is I don't know what that's like.
I think pushover is not the right word.
No.
Because that means like, oh, this guy can't stand up for himself and his players walk over him. I don't think it's that at all.
I don't think you're a head coach in this league at all. I don't think you're an assistant coach in this league if you're a pushover. Like an actual pushover.
Now, a player's coach, which is what McDaniel is, can be seen as that from an outside look.
Sure.
But he's more about the relationships with the players, and he sees it more as a professional relationship.
If Hackett was a pushover and they quit fighting for him, we wouldn't have seen this comeback against the Chiefs.
Nope.
So I look at that going, if they don't like him, even if they like him but they don't trust him, this team's done with him. They're not fighting. They're down 27-0, man. This is a blowout. There's nothing to play for. There's no playoffs. So why are we going to go out there and lay it on the line? Josie Jewell laid it on the line. Patrick Surtain came up with a nice pick. Russell Wilson laid it on the line. Jerry Jeudy laid it on the line. This team was fighting to win a game that meant absolutely nothing. You know, breaking the record, they're breaking the streak. I get, but load up and do it next year then. I mean, that's a pushover as a bunch of guys that are like, we like you, but you ain't the guy. So
why would
let's
players want
season.
To play for a pushover?
No.
They want to be challenged. They want to be educated on how they can get better as professionals because this is their job.
We just act like, listen, I think Nathaniel, I've interviewed Nathaniel Hackett. He is nice. He is thoughtful. He's a good guy. But we just act like that in this day and age, you just have to come in and ranting and raving and yelling and getting mean and Vic Fangio giving you the stink eye and all that stuff. That's not how it goes.
You don't. It's really in the NFL. If you look around, you don't see it a lot anymore. You know, maybe with Harbaugh or Reed or, you know, maybe Doug Peterson a little bit, but even he's started to change his philosophy. It's more about connecting with the players first and then working with them so that they trust you to say, hey, I'm going to put you in this position on this play. I know you're going to succeed because we've worked on it.
Yeah, I mean, you're the head coach. You're scheming up things. You have to make things work. And that, yes, they have to respect you. They have to be disciplined. They've been more disciplined. The Broncos are one of the least, the last four games, they're one of the least penalized teams in the NFL. So that means something's getting through. So when we say he's a pushover, you can't now because
well,
something's
working.
Even if a
coach is most of the time kind of laid back and chill, when he does snap on you, you're going to know it.
Exactly. I'm not saying he's changed his ways and he's yelling. Does he need to get tougher on stuff? Like, does Russ need an office? That's ridiculous to me. I don't think it makes any sense. Somebody should stand up and say, you know what, this is a bad look. Nobody else gets an office, except for the staff. You're a player. You know, you can be involved with drafting and sit with us and go over that, but you don't get to walk to an office. You have a gigantic house. You can have an office there. Make your office there. But, and listen, this isn't me saying that Nathaniel Hackett has done everything perfectly, because he certainly hasn't. At the same time, I do think that there is such thing as a coach growing. Do you remember Peyton Manning as a quarterback his first year, his rookie year? You probably don't remember that exactly, but he wasn't good.
What year was that?
I don't know, a long time ago.
His rookie year?
Mm-hmm. 99? He wasn't good. Broke his jaw, got hit so hard. Messed his jaw up anyway. 98, it was close.
I would have been a couple of months old.
Yeah. So you knew of him?
No. I knew more about Michael Jordan than I did Peyton Manning at that time.
Peyton Manning was not good. Why is it okay for quarterbacks to be given a year or two? But coaches, we don't typically want to do that now. You know, we go, you get a year or two. Quarterbacks can get a year of nothing, where I'm just a backup, and then they can get a year of starting. And then the third or fourth year is like, all right, now you got to start being good. And again, that has changed over the years. It's definitely tighter. But nowadays, coaches in the NFL, if you're bad year one, you have a good chance of being done.
Well, I think just the turnover and what all goes into a new coach in the NFL, and you're seeing it more and more, it's kind of the head coach GM combo. You try to bring both of them in together, and then if it doesn't work out with the coach, then you give your GM the power to make a new hire. Then that is his guy. But the turnover is just, it's so massive. There's so much to do in terms of flipping a new coach.
There's a lot. And then when you go and bring a different quarterback
in. With a team
like
the Broncos that have seen so much coaching change, players are going to get tired of it at some point. They want somebody to trust in.
And they like
Hackett. This is our leader. We're running with him.
They like him. So, I don't know, man. People think I'm crazy. I was down at Denver doing stuff the last couple of days, and people think I'm crazy down there.
Crazy for going to Denver.
Probably. It's a crazy drive. Silly.
It's a crazy place.
Crazy place. Crazy drive. But they don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody has come out and said anything. I know George Payton, according to Adam Schefter, is not going anywhere. He's saying, no, that put my name on it. That guy is staying in Denver for one more year at least. But he honestly doesn't know about Hackett because they haven't said anything. Nobody knows. There's a realistic chance that Nathaniel Hackett is your head football coach next season.
I think we would be hearing rumors of him getting fired right now. Like when you go back to right before the Jacksonville game, it was all, is he going to get fired because of this game? And that since then, that story has completely faded.
We haven't heard any of
granted,
that stuff.
Granted, you won, and that kind of helped it. But even then, you haven't won since then. So the conversation is not anymore about, is it Hackett doing the problem? Is he going to get fired because of the season?
Yeah, why aren't you hearing it anymore? Because it's not out there.
Because they've accepted it.
They haven't put it out there anymore. Somebody put it out that said this Jacksonville game is the end-all, be-all. If Denver doesn't win, he's gone. Somebody had to put that out there.
And even when you get eliminated from the playoffs, you might start hearing rumors about a coach leaving.
Yes.
We're not hearing anything.
We're not hearing any of that stuff. So, what do you do? You go win on Sunday. That would be a start. That would be a way for Hackett to slowly try to get into the good graces. Because I'm telling you, George Payton does not want to fire Nathaniel Hackett. If the Walter Penner group says to George, you got one more year of being in full control. This is it. And then if things don't change, you may be gone or we may be stepping in. But if that's the case, you get to make this decision. Do you believe that this guy can do it? George Payton is going to say yes because he will hire. That's your first head coach hire. You do not want this to not work out. That is a blemish, a big blemish on your resume. And the fact that Russell Wilson thing has been a joke right now, that's another big resume. What is the most important thing, number one and two, for a general manager to do? Number one and two. What is the most important thing for them to make sure that they have or that they go out and get?
Coach, quarterback.
Yep. And sometimes it could be quarterback first, it could be coach first. Just depends on the situation. And he has miserably failed at both of those right now because the other quarterback he brought in was Teddy Bridgewater. And Teddy Bridgewater was better than Russ. He was better than Russ last year. But that still wasn't a good move. In fact, that's when I started to see the cracks. I was like, why did you get Teddy Bridgewater? Go with Drew Locke or get a better veteran quarterback.
Well, Teddy was always supposed to be the backup.
Right. So bring him in and just give it to Drew. And that whole thing, you know how it was.
50-50.
Get it. Go to the young guy. If you ever have a 50-50 decision in your life, you go to what's going to last longer. Every time. If you have a 50-50 draft pick and you're looking at, I like this guy and I like this guy. They're both like really, really good. Which one's younger? Seriously. I know it sounds weird. You're looking at a vehicle. You're buying a vehicle. You love both these cars. You test drove them. This one's a 2018. This one's a 19. Buy the 18. Or no, buy the 19. Yes. That's how that
which
works.
Which one has more miles, though?
That's also true. Maybe that's different. Because then that car is older. Because the mileage. I'm telling you, man, that was when I started to see it, though. And now you got to get this right. And right now it's awful. I'm just telling you guys, everybody, Sean Payton, Bill Cowher. No, Bill Cowher's name's not coming up anymore. But still, that's what we do. That's what NFL fans do. Is they just throw out all the big names that they know.
What if instead of a head coach, you went and got a pretty good OC?
Go get an offensive line coach that knows his stuff. I mean, they have a terrible offensive line. The schemes don't seem to be working. Why am I blanking out on him? He was their offensive line coach last year. He was a head coach for the Panthers at one point. M something. Oh, come on. Hulligans, where are you? Help me out here. Their offensive line coach from last year that was under Vic Fangio. Who could have been a coach?
Butch Berry?
No, that's who it is now. And I think he's going first. He's the first one to get fired. Someone will win the stapler if they can tell me right now. 888-530-0043, the First Advantage text line. I'm going to say it's Mike. Mike something. Man, it's going to drive. He lives in Denver still.
Munchak.
Munchak, golly! From what I know, he lives in Denver still. And Hackett didn't bring him back onto his staff. It's not like their offensive line was a world beater over the years. But it would be worth looking at this year, next year. Uh-oh, what do we got? Breaking news.
This is coming in from Adam Schefter. Broncos have ruled out Russell Wilson for Sunday's game.
Oh, Russell Wilson is not going. There you go. Brett Rippon. Here it is. Take the reins. You got a job to save. You have to save Nathaniel Hackett's job. No Russell Wilson. Good move, bad move. Did he not clear then? He must have not cleared it.
Yeah, I think we would have known today if he had cleared protocol.
Mm.
Like, because they're, what, wrapping up practice right around now? Probably would have known. It was either going to be a ruled out or he cleared.
Oh, Zach Stevens just tweeted, Russell Wilson is not happy that the Broncos organization has held him back from this game, but it was an organizational decision per Hackett.
Really?
Not happy.
So did he clear protocols?
Probably.
Sounds like that.
Sounds like he did.
If Hackett made that decision, it would be, hey, he's clear to play. It's up to you now.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that means. Zach said that this would come out at 1:15, dude.
Cortland Sutton and Kendall Hinton also out.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. This is absolutely crazy. Russ could be, he's mad about, is this, so does this help you think that Hackett put his foot down? And he said, no, you're not ready. We're not risking it. We're going to go with Brett Rippon.
I think this becomes more of a story next week.
Mm.
If he plays on Christmas or not.
But this goes to our, okay, Russ said he was going to go, and this is Hackett saying, no, you're not going. So you're talking about being a pushover. That goes away a little bit. Wow. 22 minutes after the hour, no Russell Wilson on Sunday. It will be Brett Rippon versus Colt McCoy. The battle we didn't know we wanted or still don't want, but we're going to get it.
We don't even deserve it.
We don't deserve it. Maybe we do now. 23 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Football Friday, and we just got word. Zach Stevens tweeted out that Russ did clear. He did pass concussion protocols. The Broncos as an organization, whether that was Nathaniel Hackett or they all came together, said, you're not going. I'm watching the tweet. Russ is running. Looks like practice is over, right? Players are all walking out of the indoor practice facility. And Russ is passing them up. He's jogging in front of them. Like he jogs at the end just so he can get to the front. They're all walking, and Russ is jogging.
Oh, you would have got a shove in the back from me. Like if I was right about to go through that door and Russ just cuts in, I'm like, no.
He does it. He cuts right in front of it. Look, Patrick Surtain's in the front. And then he just runs. Everybody's walking.
Like, oh, man, I'm the quarterback. I got to be at the front.
Everybody's walking but Russ. You know, it's like I played basketball in high school, and you have to do your wind sprints and stuff. And, you know, we were all kind of like, hey, the guy that goes full speed. Because you know who you have to keep up with because coach knows your speed. So you all kind of have this, like, collective agreement where it's like, okay, you speedy guy, go to about 70% on these sprints, on these suicide sprints we're doing.
Well, because that helps the slowest guy because they're running 100%.
Exactly. So then we're all, yeah. And then see, that's when the slow guy comes out and he's like, yeah, and he starts going. And then your coach is like, you guys are going 70%. But you all have to have an agreement. Hey. And then when the slow guy starts busting it, you're like, what the hell, dude?
We agree. The coach gets on to you because that guy is working harder than you.
Yep. So this is Russ doing that. Hey, you guys are lollygagging and walking, and look at Russ. He's running. I will say that even looks weird. That one
bothers. Does look funny.
That one almost bothers me more than the high knees. Because they're all tired and walking and
cold out, and Russ is just, here we go, guys.
Here we go, gang.
Is he saying, let's ride, as he walks past?
Probably to everybody that he goes by. Let's ride. Let's ride.
Hey, Pat, come on. Let's ride. Randy.
Let's ride. Come on. Who's running with me? Who's running with me? Do you ever see Varsity Blues?
I did not.
Oh.
I need to watch more sports movies.
Right? Jerry Maguire, Varsity Blues. The coach at the end, at halftime, you know, everybody's starting to hate him. He's been the successful coach for so long. But at the end, at halftime, he's like, all right, let's go. Come on out there. And they're all like, no, we ain't going back out on that field anymore. We're not playing for you anymore. He's like, come on, let's go. Let's go. He leaves the locker room. He's out in the hallway. Nobody's behind him. He keeps running. Nobody's behind him. This is Russ right now. Come on, guys. Let's go. Here we go. We're going streaking in the quad. Little Will Ferrell. He's like, everybody's doing it. Russ, dude, they're all walking, man. They're all behind you. Nobody's running with you. Everybody's doing it. Freaking Russell Wilson. So where does this move stack up? Like, for Hackett, I mean, he's the one who's going to get blamed for this.
I think this is part one of this move. Part two comes if you can win on Sunday.
Can you do it?
Now it's not Russell's fault anymore.
Now you can do it with Brett Rippon. Go make it happen with Brett Rippon somehow. Whew. Here we are. Russell Wilson's out. He's not going to play even. He's not going to suit up. Who's the backup quarterback?
No, you don't have Josh Johnson.
Mm-mm. That's interesting. Denver. Who is it?
ESPN does not have him with a coach.
They don't have one.
Got to go sign somebody today.
Got to get somebody to come in and be
whoever's
a backup.
Whoever's in Denver.
Who's hanging around Denver? Yeah. 31 minutes after the hour. Got the picks coming up soon. Let's take a look at the NFL playoff picture. Big games coming up this weekend. We'll talk about it next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years now, they've been the specialists in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses and provide care along the Front Range. Orthopedic and Spine Center is also in Greeley now. Check them out. They're Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. OrthoHealth.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Interesting weekend coming up, Angel. You're looking at a lot of these scores or these games, playoff meaning all around at this point. So we're looking at the standings and, you know, Buffalo, Miami, that's a huge game coming up. Miami, there's some pressure there on Angel because you're wanting to hang on to that playoff spot too. If you lose to Buffalo, you go to 8-6 with the Patriots and the Chargers right around there hanging out. So this is a big one. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Miami's still an outside shot at the AFC East title. Obviously, they beat New England and Buffalo so far this year. They will play the Patriots and the Jets within the last 2 weeks of the season. So the AFC East still very, very much up for grabs. But yeah, the Dolphins trying to shake off this, you know, offensive struggles the last couple of weeks and, you know, another tough road game. Apparently, there's going to be some snow on the ground. I don't know. I don't care because they're both playing in it.
Is it going to snow there?
Yes. There is a lake effect snow warning right now. So what happened with a couple weeks ago, it's similar but not 7 feet of snow. It's just about a foot.
So it won't be like it was. You know, they'll obviously be able to play.
It will be snowing during the game, though. So all you crazy people that, well, I want a snow football game. It's not meant to
be
played.
You're getting one.
I don't get it. Like, no, I'm not going to go sit in a stadium for 3 hours freezing my tail off to watch football.
I've done it before. Not now. But back in the day, I would bundle up, man, and get your coveralls on, put them over the jeans, and double, triple socks, and away we go. Kind of made fun.
No, because if it's windy and your face is exposed, yeah, then it's just like...
At Denver, at least,
like,
the wind
you're just
was...
sitting there just shivering. Like, that's not fun.
So I got to have a beer. Or two.
Well, I can't feel my hands, Brady.
You got to have those mittens and those little hand warmers inside of them, and then boom. There you go.
I'm not built for the cold.
Well, you know, it makes sense.
But apparently, everyone that plays for the Dolphins, just they're all from Florida originally because they've never seen snow before.
Makes you so sad.
They've only been playing this rivalry for 60 years.
It's going to snow.
This is the first time it's ever snowed in this game before.
It's a big snow coming up.
Ridiculous.
Colts, Vikings. Yeah. You know, Vikings trying to hang on to...
Saturday, though.
Yeah, that's a Saturday game.
Saturday on Saturday. Watch out.
Vikings are sitting at 10-3. So, I mean, this is a big... They're probably not going to catch Philly at this point. I don't see Philly losing much. But they, you know, still... They want to stay in that top spot, get home field advantage in that first game or second game, too. So that's, you know, they want to win that game against the Colts. Ravens, Browns. No Lamar Jackson in this game. All right, let's pick the games. Colts, Vikings. We got to go against with the spread here. Vikings are -3.5. Let's see, Angel. I'm going to say the Vikings cover this game. They cover. They get the win. They get their 11th win, and they cover -3.5.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. We're together there. Ravens, Browns. Is this the other Saturday? We got 3 Saturday games. All right, dude. Let's go. Ravens, Browns. No Lamar Jackson. Cleveland's got their guy now. Deshaun Watson, which, again, didn't we think? We knew we wouldn't be talking about him anymore. Now he's back in the league. Now he's back playing. The Browns are 3-point favorites. How are we feeling about this one? You pick this one first.
I want to go Cleveland. I think they'll bounce back to Deshaun Watson's first game at home as the starter. Yeah, give me Cleveland. I can't talk myself into Baltimore.
I'm going to stay with Baltimore. I'm staying there. Baltimore wins. Dolphins, Bills, Saturday night. Boy, this is going to be something. Bills are 7-point favorites because of that snow. Angel, I'm sorry, buddy, but I'm going with the Bills to cover this one against the Dolphins.
Why does everyone apologize when they pick
against
the team? Because
you're a Dolphins fan.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry I have to do this to
you.
It's a personal attack on me.
It is a personal attack.
No.
It's 100% because of you.
This is my team that I support and follow every weekend and in the offseason. Miami pulls off a miracle.
Oh, man. A miracle in the snow. Can they play in the snow, though?
They can.
We'll see.
They can and they will.
We'll see. Sunday. We'll give the Broncos pick later. Eagles, Bears.
Eagles
are 9. Are they covering that? 9-point favorites? Yeesh. Yeesh, yeah, I think
that's
so.
A lot to cover.
I'm going to say they do.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Supposed to be weather-ish, I guess.
Yeah, what is the weather? 29
degrees
there.
Cold.
It'd be cold.
Give me Chicago to cover.
All right. Okay. Falcons, Saints. Crap fest game. A little better than Broncos, Cardinals, but still.
This one has some interest. Andy Dalton starting for the Saints again, but the Falcons starting Desmond Ridder, their rookie quarterback. I still like the Saints.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to Saints cover. Cover 4. Cover 2. Cover 3. Cover 4. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Lions, Jets. This is a big one for both of these teams. You know, both teams trying to find their way into the playoffs. The Jets right now are 2 spots out, or 2, they're behind the Chargers. The Patriots are locking up number 7 right now. Huge game for the Jets. The Lions are in the same exact spot. They're behind the Seahawks, and then the Giants are holding down the 7th spot. So this game actually has a lot of intrigue, man. Winner might move up.
And we found out this morning, Mike White not cleared, so Zach Wilson is back as the starter.
Oh!
How does the team respond to him? Because he's been on the bench the last couple of weeks.
Lock up your mom's friends, because he's coming to town. If look at this, because Seattle lost last night, so if Detroit wins this thing, they could put themselves right there, one spot out. Are we going with Jared Goff and company to win this thing or recover -1.5?
I do like Detroit to win this. I think getting their receiver Williams back last week was a boost for that offense, which is already really good. Give me the Lions.
I'm going to go there too. I'm a believer. Dan Campbell's got me excited. Chomping at the knees and doing all that stuff. Steelers-Panthers, another game. Although, we don't know who the starting quarterback's going to be for Pittsburgh, do we? Tomlin's kind of coy on this whole thing.
Yeah, he's been kind of meh about it.
I really don't know. Carolina's playing better. 5-8. I don't know.
They're 3-1 in their last four.
Wow.
Panthers are.
Tank? They're not tanking at all, are they? I'm going to go with Steelers to cover.
I'm going to go Carolina to cover.
Okay. So Cowboys, Jaguars.
This could be a trap game.
Yeah, Jags are playing a little bit better.
Jags are
5-8?
2-3 in their last five. They're 3-2 in their last five. But they just got a win over the Titans.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that they could squeeze into the playoffs if things start going right for them. I don't think they will, but it's not. They're not out yet. So,
could they win that division?
I don't know.
I think they can.
Let's see what's that. What's that look like?
Tennessee 7-6, Jacksonville 5-8, Indy 4-8. Yeah.
Wow.
And they already beat the Titans. They split with the Colts.
This could be interesting. Do you think Jacksonville, though, they got to beat Dallas? I mean, is that going to happen? Ah, boy. I want it to happen. It's not that
like
I'm rooting.
If the Cowboys are going to falter, it's going to be this game.
Dallas is -4.
On the road.
I want to take Jacksonville, but give me Dallas to cover.
I'm going to take Jacksonville then.
You're going to take them to win?
Oh, yeah.
Or just cover? Okay. Chiefs-Texans. Oh, is this the biggest spread of the weekend? Kansas City -14. Do you like teams to cover two touchdowns? Yeah, they'll cover. I'm trying to convince myself out of this, but nah, the Texans are bad. Chiefs are going to cover. Easy one there. Patriots-Raiders. So the Patriots are the team right now. They are holding on to number 7. Seventh playoff spot. If the Raiders can somehow beat them, we throw this thing upside down, man. Because then the Raiders suddenly have a shot. And you know what, Angel? I'm taking the Raiders to win this game.
I'm with you there. I can't root for the Patriots.
They're -1, so yeah, they'll cover. Titans, Chargers, here we go again. Another playoff game. Tight playoff game. The Titans are holding on to the division. They're sitting in that fourth spot. So, huge game for them. Chargers, it's kind of must win. If they find a way to win, they turn things upside down too. So, give me the Chargers, -3. I'm going to take them to cover too.
I'm going to go with the Titans in this one. The Chargers don't have a great run defense, and you're going against the best running back in the NFL. Give me Tennessee cover.
All right. Bengals, Buccaneers to the Bucks. Bucks are on top of their division right now at 6-7. The Bengals are starting to round into form. They're 9-4. They did it again. I'm going to take Tampa Bay's 3.5-point dog. Just give me the Bucks to cover that. Give me the Bucks to win that. I'm going to take Tom Brady at home and the Buccaneers.
I'm with you there, too. I think the Bengals slip up this week.
Yeah.
Tom Brady coming off a tough loss. Oh, yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Big game.
It kind of is. I mean, if the Packers could still maybe be in the discussion, they have to win. And the Rams
missed the Sunday night game.
What's the Sunday night game?
Giants Commanders.
Oh, I missed that one.
Washington 5-point favorites at home.
Giants. Giants covered. No, they're winning. Yeah, Giants are winning that game because they're 5-point dogs. I like the Giants.
I like the Giants to cover, but I do not think they'll win.
Should be. That's a huge game. It's a huge game. Monday night, actually, though, like with Aaron Rodgers, they're 5-8. They win this, they're 6-8. Maybe a shot to get into the playoffs. I like the Packers.
Old at Baker, though.
Ah, that's the thing. Can he do it again now? You know, he's Green Bay 7-point favorites. So I'm going to be bold here. I'm just going to say they cover. I don't believe Baker can do it again.
I think the Packers will win, but I think the Rams cover that.
All right, there we go. We'll see how we fare at the end of this one. 47 minutes after the hour, we missed one game, and that's the Broncos-Cardinals. The picks are coming up next. No Russell Wilson. He cleared concussion protocol, but Hackett and the organization decided to pull him back. But, Coach, he was jogging right by all those players like they were standing still. Doesn't matter. They're not playing him. We'll get the picks coming up next. We'll wrap up another week of the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cephalu Fowl, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's time to make our picks here, Brady Hall.
All right, we made every pick except for the Broncos-Cardinals game coming up this weekend. It's kind of a cool thing. Trey McBride, former Colorado State tight end, is coming back to Colorado to play in this game. No Russell Wilson, we know that. He is out. He cleared for concussion protocols, but the Broncos have decided to sit him out. And a win would, I don't know if it would go a long way, but it would go a nice way for Nathaniel Hackett, trying to prove that he should be the guy. Ooh, boy. Do the Broncos get a desperately needed win after what? 5 losses in a row. They haven't won in America since they beat the 49ers in week 3.
You can brag about that win.
Cardinals
have never won a game in Denver.
Really?
Never.
Do you think that they're going to do it this weekend? The Broncos are, look at that. The Broncos are 1.5-point favorites. They were 3.5-point favorites. They got the news.
That just happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I just looked a little bit ago and it was 3.5. Now it's 1.5. They still like the Broncos, though. That's how bad the Cardinals are.
Well, it's, you get 3 points for being at home.
Right. This is just a home. Yeah. A lot of injuries in this game. I mean, Colt McCoy is actually questionable for this.
He got beat up the other night.
Yeah, he did. That offensive line's bad. I think Randy Gregory's going to play, I think, for Denver. So the injury report, I mean, is still bad for Denver. But you got a lot of guys that are trying to come back here. Oh, boy. Now that Brett Rippon's out, things have changed.
He's starting. It's like, wait, what just happened?
Now that he's starting, and I don't know who their backup is.
Jarrett Garantano.
I don't know who their backup is.
He's on the practice squad, so he's not really a backup.
Yeah. Can Denver do this with Brett Rippon? Letter Rippon? What do you think? Who are you going with?
Two bad teams, two backup quarterbacks. You gotta figure out which part of the ball leans better. I like the Broncos defense a lot more than the Cardinals. So I like Denver to win this game.
You cover the 1.5?
Sure. If you can't cover 1.5, you probably shouldn't deserve to win.
Can't win by one?
No. Not even the last second McManus field goal.
No way. Oh, boy. All right, I've been rolling here, so I'm trying to be really careful here on this one. I'm 35 and 32. I got over the 500 mark, and I'm feeling really good about it. In fact, since the college season ended, I've really started to pull away here. I maintained about that 500 spot there, and the Broncos I picked to cover 2 weeks in a row, so I got it. I haven't picked the Broncos to win in 2 weeks. I'm going to say, yeah, I like the defense for Denver. I think Brett Rippon will be okay. I don't know about scoring 24 points like our guy Zach Stevens said he wanted him to do. I like Denver to win, and I like him to cover.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Well, let's sit for a little bit, Russ. Just rest it
out.
You're
saying that from the bench.
Yeah, you can just say all that stuff from the bench. So there you go. I'm going to take Denver to win this thing. They get win number 4.
Woo!
And Hackett gets a little bit more. You know, for those of you really against Hackett, that helps a little bit.
Yeah, see, it cools off just a
cools
bit.
Cools off a little bit. And then you got Christmas against the Rams. Maybe you cool it off even more. Woo-hoo! All right, that'll do it for us. Fun show, great week, a lot of fun. We'll get back to the Isaiah Stevens show, too, next week. He had practice this morning before they have a big one, before they take off for a big one against St. Mary's. And St. Mary's is a really good defensive team. UNC, CU on Sunday, that's a heck of a matchup. So I'm looking forward, well, I think it'll be a heck of a matchup. Hopefully the Bears can stay close. We'll see. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.